incredibly busy day for him. 24/7 recruiting reporter, analyst for them, and he's been all over this thing all day. And so we want to get his take on so many things around the Big 12, the Aggies, of course, in the SEC. And boy, just a crazy day because you got some late additions. Mike, I would say the early signing day, though, has made today, you know, it's still fun. It's still interesting for some last minute. When you kind of look at all your reporting you've done and everything you've done, what's the biggest surprise that that's hit you so far today? And, of course, we're still waiting for this young man in Maynard to make his decision between Texas, Baylor, and Florida, I think at about 2 o'clock this afternoon, the big defensive tackle, Princely, we call him, down there in Maynard.
Well, the biggest surprise came this morning at 8 a.m. when I went to Duncanville High School to see rising corner Ennis Rakestraw make his decision. He was down to a top three of Texas, Alabama, and Missouri. You know, he had the last visit to Texas. It sounded like going into this morning, Alabama was the school to beat. He actually picked Missouri. So
wow.
He pulled off a rare recruiting surprise. And I think, you know, for new Missouri head coach Eli Drinkwitz, if you could say, hey, we, you know, on my first signing day, we went head-to-head with Texas and Bama and got a win, that's something to hang your hat on. And so that was a big surprise, I think, that it could be topped by Princely Umanmielen, who you mentioned earlier, who's set to make his decision. Princely is a bit of a wild card, and it's basically coming down to Baylor, Texas, and Florida. All the buzz I've heard, you know, leading up to this, especially in the last 24 hours, has been Baylor. But even talking to sources in Waco, they're not extremely confident about, you know, where they stand with it. So I've told people all day, if that kid commits to Hawaii today, it wouldn't shock me. There's literally nothing he can do that could surprise me.
Mike, what is it about him that's, you know, obviously we've seen him pretty lately because I started zeroing in on him in the last few days, and he wants to get his numbers up on Twitter. He wanted to get it up there above 6,000. Of course, all these people who want him, they're trying to help him in that endeavor. What is it about him that makes him such a wild card? Has he given a lot of different answers? Has he been very quiet? What is it in your reporting and coverage of him? What makes him such a wild card?
Well, it's just kind of the nature of social media today, too, is seeing those kids looking for more followers. And what they don't realize is they're going to get it for a second, and then as soon as they pick a school, they'll lose a third of them. But, yeah, you know, he's a guy that has been kind of all over the place. If you know, going back 2 years when we first started really talking to him, if you talk about, hey, what's important to you, you know, I think that what he said has kind of changed a lot, and that's what makes him a wild card. You know, when he originally committed to Texas back in the summer, you know, his biggest thing was he didn't want to play in a three-man front. But then he committed to Texas with a three-man front. He ended up decommitting, you know, and kind of looking around. Was really high on Baylor when Matt Rhule was there, but obviously Matt Rhule's departure kind of changed things for him. And a week and a half ago told us Baylor was completely out of it, then ended up taking an official to Baylor last week. And, you know, he's had some critical things to say of Dave Aranda in the past, and now all of a sudden seems to love Dave Aranda. So just a lot of back and forth there, you know, and that's what kind of makes it difficult for us to read.
Mike Roach, 24/7 recruiting analyst. I have him down as one of the tops when it comes to Big 12, especially Texas, but across the country. Now, Mike, when you look at these two players Baylor picked up this morning already, there's Mike Harris out of Phenix City, Alabama. Let's start with him. Not one of the bigger cornerbacks or safeties. I think you can play both actually, but you're gonna come across. But I think anytime Baylor's able to go in there and get a guy from that part of SEC country, I believe he had committed to Arkansas. Obviously, they had a change in their head coaching situation, and then Alabama came in with an offer as well. What do you think of this Mike Harris?
Well, you know, anytime Alabama's offering, that's something. You know, him having Arkansas that's a comparable level of where rosters kind of are and where the ceiling of rosters could be. And so I think when you look at that, that's a great pickup, especially when you consider that, that Dave Aranda was already able to kind of plant a flag in SEC country early. And, you know, if that's something he can go back to the well on every once in a while, you know, Baylor's not going to be able to go head-to-head with a lot of SEC schools for the highest-ranked guys in the country. And that's just reality. There's not a lot of schools that can't. Texas can't really do it. Oklahoma, maybe, but still has a hard time doing it. But what they can do is pick guys that, that don't get picked up by those upper-tier SEC schools. And so, you know, getting a guy like that with that type of athleticism that Harris has, and you know, with guys, especially in the secondary, I feel like Aranda knows what he's looking for. He's had a lot of those type of guys at LSU. And, so, yeah, really, really good, big win for him.
All right. And, Mike, what about this Al-Fahim Walcott? The word is 6'2", 187 out of Butler Community College, originally from Wilmington, North Carolina. Word is that Oklahoma came in on him hot and heavy this morning, kind of sight unseen. Let's, you know, we'd like another defensive back. He resisted their efforts. I think he had a recent visit to Auburn. What have you seen from him in your studies, and what do you make of that pickup?
I'll have to be honest, he's not really been a guy on my radar, so I don't know a ton about him. But,
yeah,
you know, that's a move that Oklahoma is very adept at doing, is finding guys and trying to come in last minute on them, and they've gotten a lot of guys doing that. So just the fact that, again, Baylor was able to hold them off and get a guy with some size who was drawing interest from a lot of other big-time programs, you know, big win. And right now, you know, the funny thing is especially when you have a new coach and you've got, a month to put together basically a class, there are no bad wins at this point in time. It's all about just kind of getting the numbers to where you need them and kind of focusing on where you need to be. And you can't really evaluate guys in that 1 month. I think that, you know, we're going to see what this staff is made of in the next cycle when we get a full year to look at it. But so far, very positive signs for Dave Aranda and his staff.
It is Mike Roach with 24/7 recruiting analyst, reporter for them. Let's look around a little bit, the rest of the conference. The Horned Frogs, number three in the conference, pretty impressive what they've been able to do. It looked like Oklahoma and Texas have been really going back and forth. There was a change, I believe, in one of those original the guys the Longhorn signed. He went from the second best running back in the country to the first running back in the country. That was of interest to me, Mike. When you look at that Zach Evans, a North Shore running back, now this has been another one of a little bit of a mystery, had signed with Georgia, was able to get out of that commitment. Do we know anything about what's going on with that particular player at this point? He missed the state title game because he refused to turn in his phone the night before. Obviously, some strange stuff going on with that particular player. What's the latest you're hearing from him?
The full-blown saga. And in a world which I live in which stories are very weird and out there, this one is one of the weirdest. So Zach Evans, as you said, the top running back in the country. And to me, really, when you look at his athletic traits, a generational talent as a player. But he has had a lot of off-the-field issues. Was suspended at the beginning of the year, suspended for the state title game, missed half of the state semifinal to take an ACT test to try to qualify early. He's kind of done everything by the seat of his pants. Even, you know, his signing with Georgia during the early period was a result, from what I understand, of him just kind of calling around to different schools and seeing if they let him sign that day. And a couple schools told him no, they weren't familiar enough with him, and Georgia was the one that said yes. And so he signed with Georgia and then immediately regretted it and tried to get out of his letter of intent, which they let him out of. And so as of right now, nobody really knows. I mean, and it doesn't really matter right now because the way the rules work, you can only sign one letter of intent. And so he's not going to be binded to any school he commits to now until he shows up on campus. So this saga could literally drag into June, and he could commit to Georgia today and show up at A&M in June. You know, that's just kind of the way it's going to work.
All right, I'd like to get a strong rumor started, Mike, with your help getting him to Waco. Although I don't know, this kid may be, sounds like he could be somewhat of a headache. So I don't. We'll keep our eye on that. Longhorns and Sooners really fighting this thing out in the Big 12 for the 1 and 2 spots on those composite rankings. You guys do. It looks like the Longhorns just edged out the Sooners nationally. I believe you guys have Longhorns 9. Sooners 10. What about them? I mean, obviously, similar classes in talent. What stands out about you as they finished today? Any kind of last minute things that happened that allowed Texas to kind of hold on to that spot or surge ahead to that spot?
Late last night, Texas got a commitment from Kelvonte Dixon, the younger brother of their running back Keontae Ingram, an athlete out of Carthage who was the 4AD1 MVP at the state title game. A big receiver with athletic ability and something they really needed after missing out on a couple guys and losing them to TCU. But, you know, that kind of pushed them ahead. And now what they've got to do is solidify their spot. I don't know. I need to check back in and see who Oklahoma is still looking for. But if they've still got guys coming in later today, you know, that could push them back up. Texas has two decisions left really on the board with Princely McMillan, who we talked about earlier. But five-star defensive lineman Alfred Collins from Bastrop Cedar Creek. Sounds like everything's going Texas' way, and if they land him, that should solidify their spot as tops in the conference, number 9 in the country at least, and you know, barring a big surge from anybody outside the top 10.
All right. It is Mike Roach, 24/7 recruiting analyst, reporter for them. All right, Mike, what about these Aggies? It looks like McKinley Jackson, the four-star, has picked them over Bama, LSU, and Auburn. But how did they finish? I think you guys have them as 6th in the country. And how pleased do you think the Aggies should be about this overall class?
I think they've done a lot of good things in this class. There's probably some areas they need to figure out how they can address on the JUCO ranks or maybe in the transfer portal or something like that. But, man, landing McKinley Jackson, that's a big one. That kid is, while not ranked as a five-star, probably right outside of that area and was one of the most disruptive players I've seen in the past 3 years, a defensive tackle from Mississippi. And I can remember the first time I saw him as a sophomore at the All-American Bowl Combine, and he was just murdering everybody he went up against in one-on-one. And that transitioned all the way to the All-American Bowl this year, where he was one of the most disruptive defensive tackles there. They got into that fight. They went head-to-head with LSU and Auburn and Alabama. It came out winners. So they've got to be really excited about that to be able to add a disruptive force on the inside. And I think when you look at them addressing the quarterback position with a guy like Haynes King from Longview, you know, landing some top-flight athletes like Jalen Jones from Cibolo Steel and DeMont Demas from Tomball, you know, that's a lot of speed and athleticism coming to College Station.
All right, and we got a lot of Red Raiders in our audience as well. How did Matt Wells do? How did he close out? And anything on the Plains we should be aware of as they close their class out today?
I was pretty impressed by the way Matt Wells and his class did overall this year. I think if you look at the Red Raiders, you know, they sneaky may have signed the best receiver group in the state of Texas. It's not going to go head-to-head with, like, TCU's got 2 4-star receivers. That's really good. But when you look at fit and overall athleticism, a guy like Loic Fungi from Midland Lee, who everybody wanted late, Tech got. A guy like Miles Price from the Colony, who is a hybrid type of running back receiver that can make plays in the slot. They got in on him. You know, I think that Tech did a very good job both recruiting the DFW Metroplex and identifying athletes with high ceilings, getting them on campus and getting them in their class. So really excited to see the way that staff is recruiting. And I think that they're going to be not that they're going to be really necessarily a massive thorn in anyone's side, but I think that they're at least something to be excited about if you're a Tech fan.
All right, it is Mike Roach, 24/7. Stephen Simcox, the executive producer of the Matt Mosley Show. I know you had a question for Mike.
So, Mike, do you get to sleep like tomorrow, or are you immediately on the 2021 class as we wrap up signing day?
Yeah, so here's the plan. Tomorrow I get to drop my behind-the-scenes column in which I kind of tell all the dirty little secrets behind these recruitments over at Orange 24/7, and that's really a big piece we do every year. I've finished part one of it, which was 4,000 words. Part two is coming sometime tonight, and I don't know how long that's going to be. But once that's over, I typically take vacation right after signing day. It's kind of the only time of the year that it's safe to do so. So my wife and I are leaving for Flagstaff, Arizona, Saturday to go see the Grand Canyon and hit some spas and do some relaxing.
Oh, man. I mean, I hope, Mike, you at least look at some players out there while you're there. I want you to just do that as a joke with your wife. Say, hey, there's this one kid. He's a four-star for 2021. I need to take a peek at while we're out here. But and by the way, I got to give you credit. Jahdae Barron, who you were really high on. In fact, you told us cornerback. You thought he was the best cornerback in the state. In this class, and you put that out there, and I really made a big to-do of that. And then I noticed you guys increased him to, I believe, a four-star. So I would have to say that that Mike Roach had a lot to do with Mr. Barron, his status going up a little bit.
I certainly gave my input on it, but, you know, it's hard to take credit for it. That kid is, it was all there on film for anybody with eyes to see it. You know, he's a guy that flew under the radar, and that's just, again, you know, I talked about it back then, but I don't think Matt Rhule was, like, crazy about the recruiting process. I don't think he loved doing it, which was obviously a plus going to the NFL. But, man, when he did it, he knew how to find guys and evaluate them and get them in.
All right, there he goes. Mike, we appreciate it. I hope you'll hustle. You were at Duncanville this morning. What I'd really like to see you do, I don't know where you are right now. I assume you're still in the Dallas area. I would point it
Jarrell on 35 headed towards Austin.
Are you going to stop by Manor on the way?
No, we will have a guy there. At Manor. I am headed to Bastrop to see Alfred Collins. So we will have I'll plug our guy. If you want to follow along for Prince Lee and McMillan, Baylor fans out there, he will be on ESPNU, but our guy Nick at Nick Harris 247 will be at his announcement as well.
Nick Harris is that guy's name?
Yeah, and his Twitter is at Nick Harris 247.
All right, our official high school scout and analyst of the Matt Mosley Show, Mike Roach. I don't know if that's how he bills himself, but we do, and we always love having you. Mike, thank you, and man, have fun on your vacation. Well deserved, sir.
I appreciate it, you guys. Y'all have a good one.
There he goes, Mike Roach. From 24/7.